Following a round of thunderstorms last night, this first full day of summer is a very pleasant one across eastern New York and western New England. The storms last night did pack a punch, with vivid lightning, some heavy downpours. Additionally, there were a number of reports of wind damage in our area. Most of those reports were concentrated in areas north and west of the capital region, though even east of Albany, a couple of spots did report wind damage as those storms came through last night. Of course, the storms are long gone today, as is the cold front that produced the stormy weather. That front now is off to our south, and we are looking at some very pleasant air settling in. Our dew point temperatures are quite low, running mainly in the 40s with some dew points in the 50s this afternoon. And to, again, kind of put this in perspective, anytime the dew point temperature is below 60 degrees, the air feels very dry and very pleasant. And that's exactly what we are dealing with this afternoon. So moving ahead, we will have a partly cloudy night. And there's going to be another disturbance that comes through, not the same intensity as what we saw last night. So we're not talking about potential for severe weather, but there may be a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, especially after midnight. The best chance for those showers will be from the capital region on north. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and temperatures will be relatively cool for this time of year, running mainly in the 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, that disturbance will continue to work its way off to the east, so a few showers are possible, mainly during the morning. Then as we go through the rest of the day, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 70s, so it'll be another very comfortable day, and our dew point temperatures remain quite low, so there will be no mugginess. Now, moving into Thursday, we'll be watching a cluster of thunderstorms that will work its way through the Great Lakes area or the Ohio Valley. Exactly where this cluster of storms will track is still a bit up in the air, so that's something we'll have to watch pretty closely, but the trend seems to bring at least some rain and thunder into our area on Thursday, and there could even be some heavier downpours, so we'll keep you posted on that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, mainly after midnight, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of morning showers, high 68 to 76. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, mainly after midnight, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of morning showers, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, mainly after midnight, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of morning showers, high 68 to 76. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, with possible downpours, high in the 70s, and on Friday, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.